All right, I want to talk to you this morning, going off what Pastor Phil talked, for those of you who were here last week, from a passage in Ephesians. But also, I want to go into my own message. So it won't matter if you haven't been here last week, it won't matter at all. But before I do that, can you reach under your bottom and have a look at your soap readings and Katie's done a good job with these cards. And we're going to grow together in 2018. Everyone say, grow together. And so we thought we'd make it easy. Some people were saying, you know what, by the time I've read two or three chapters, I'm exhausted. But then again, it's good to read the word, right? Where's my friend Graham Vert? He's out in security this morning. Anyway, Graham loves reading his word. But so you see there, we've got only like, I think the most is about 10 verses. And so we're doing that together. And then on the back, you can flick it over and you can see what's coming up. And we also have Phil Pringle. We need to pop that on there at some point, don't we? Anyways, that's good. All right. So there you go. You can have those. Take those home with you. That'll help you read your Bible if you're not sure where to start. Hey, just start there. You don't need to. If it's today, you want to start on January 7, so we're reading together Mark 6, 34 to 44. Okay, Ephesians chapter 3, come with me. Come with me, Ephesians 3. Verse 14. I'm going to read from the New King James Version. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who knows that it's a good thing to bow your knee to the Lord Jesus Christ? From whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts. Where does Christ dwell? Through faith. Through? Very important. That Christ may dwell in your hearts. Through? That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, and depth, and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Who'd like to be fuller? In 2018, not good language, I know, but hey, the fullness of God. And verse 20, we won't worry about 21 for today's reading. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Who knows that God's pretty abundant? Who knows that God can do more than you? Who knows that with God you can do a whole heap more? So this is what we're talking about here. To do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Everyone put their hand on their like midsection here. The power that works what?
In us.
And so this is a prayer of Paul, a prayer of his experience with God, a prayer he prays for the people of God, a prayer Paul hopes they will grasp with all their hearts. And so he's talking to the Ephesians here. They are believers in Christ. Who's a believer in Christ today? Brand new one. Put your hands up. Yeah, we're all believers in Christ. And so we're all on the same level. We know Christ to some degree. And we have at our disposal the most potent power, the most formidable king, the most conclusive victor, the most amazing saviour. Paul is saying, please guys, will you have the foresight and the discipline to be strengthened through Christ? Verse 16, and the second part, or I call it 16b. That's how you write it if you're writing an essay. To be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. This is a central part of Paul's prayer. When you have placed Jesus where he can be most effective through your life. He is not just an outside source of help. You don't just call on him from time to time when things are troublesome in your life. He has become your Lord. Is anyone glad he's your Lord this morning? Yes, God. Yeah, come on. I don't mind if you interact with me a little bit today. I mean, it's the first Sunday of the month, you know. The power is in his indwelling presence in your life. Where's the power? In the indwelling presence in your life. And so 16a says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. How you see God is so vital. You cannot be narrow-minded about your view of God. The book of Colossians states that as we increase our knowledge of God, that we will be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. You will be made mighty, unmovable, unshakable through the love of God in your heart. His indwelling presence there with you for all situations that you face in life. I have problems in this life that I cannot solve on my own. I'm guessing you do too. There are some challenges that I'm already thinking about in 2018, and it's only 7 days in. I don't know what to do. But I know that as I trust the power of the Holy Spirit and my relationship with Christ within me, that whether that problem gets solved this year or not, I know that I will still be strengthened in the power of God and I will be able to get through life just the same as if I did not have that problem at all, because Christ is my strength forever. Amen. And so I want us to discuss this morning. So I want to imagine with me today that I have a think about a lighthouse where there's pictures of them. They're everywhere. There's paintings of them. And that lighthouse is firmly secured to the rocks. And the waves are crashing all around it. It's being buffeted. There's spray going everywhere. And like our own lives, it is frequented by storms, but it is immovable. Its light never stops shining. Will we be in 2018 a light that is immovable, that will never stop shining regardless of the buffeting winds that come against us? And this is what Paul is saying in Ephesians 3:14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So my first point this morning is for this reason. Turn to your neighbour and say, for this reason. See, there are things in this world we need his help with. For this reason, I bow my knees. There is a cause enough to send us to our knees. You can go it alone or you can go with God in 2018. Andrew and I have some challenging situations we are facing right here, right now. And some things in this life can bring you to despair. For this reason, I bow my knees. You may be here today and you've suffered with a long-term illness. For this reason, I bow my knees. You may be here this morning and you've heard some tragic news. For this reason, I will. You may be facing job insecurity, but for this reason, I. Maybe there has been a relationship that's gone not how you would have liked it to have gone, and it's hurting right now, but for this reason, I will. I will cry out to God. I will allow Jesus into every situation in my life because I know that he is the light that will help me through my life entirely. See, here's the truth. We're not going to make it without a strong relationship with Jesus. Kathy Keller. I like to listen to Timothy Keller on podcast and sometimes read some of his books. He's a Presbyterian, just handed over his church actually last year. One of the Presbyterian ministers in New York City that had a huge amount of young adults in his church, 22,000. Just a small church. And his wife, Kathy Keller, wrote this quote after initially being diagnosed with Crohn's disease, then also being diagnosed with cancer, and all at the same time as 9/11, which obviously rocked New York City, which they were involved in quite heavily as a church. And Tim and Kathy, pastor, like I was saying, Redeemer Presbyterian in the heart of New York. So this is what she said. Imagine you were diagnosed with such a lethal condition that the doctor told you that you would die within hours unless you took a particular medicine. A pill every night before going to sleep. Imagine that you were told that you could never miss it or you would die. Would you forget? Would you not get around to it some nights? No. It would be so crucial that you wouldn't forget, you would never miss. Well, if we don't pray together to God, we're not going to make it because of what we are facing. This is Kathy talking with her husband. I'm certainly not going to make it, she says. We have to pray. We can't let it just slip our minds. Paul says at the beginning of this chapter, by the way, Kathy Keller is still living and actually, my understanding is, recovering quite well from all her illnesses. Praise God. Now, Paul says at the beginning of this chapter, for this reason, chapter 3, you can read it, let's read it together. For this reason, I, Paul, for this reason, I, Paul, and look at this, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for you Gentiles. He's a prisoner. He's under guard. For this reason. The reason for our life, the reason for our calling is to see as many people as we can born of God. It was the driving force behind starting Wellard. All the Wellardians, come on, give me a shout or something, you Wellard people. Awesome, fantastic. If it wasn't for Wellard, Taylor wouldn't be sitting in the second row. Let's give Taylor a hand today. So you see, if it wasn't for believing that people were the most precious commodity on the earth, that God came for, and so when we have Christ in our heart, the most important thing is actually how we serve others, so that they too can come into the best relationship they will ever have throughout their whole life and know that their eternity is secure. Man. See, it's the driving force, but we're going to talk about this later this year, behind our story, our future. We're going to do some renovations here to make room for more people.
I'm excited.
It's our driving force behind our community, arm the whole of Port Care. Some of you that volunteer in Port Care, I know that there's been, I think Charlie told me there was like, well, actually, there's more people that are saved at Port Care Lunch now than are unsaved. But when they started, there was hardly anyone. That's worth a shout, isn't it? And what about Leap into Spring? And all the areas, including the Philippines we saw, and Liberia, and now Sierra Leone, Ghana, all these different areas across our planet that people are coming to Christ because of our efforts in church planting. And so Paul is celebrating. I will bow my knees because I know what the most important thing in my life is, but I can't do it without you, Lord, because there are external pressures that do not want me to achieve your purposes in this life. But I'm not going there. I'm refusing to, and I'm in prison right now, but I'm refusing to allow that to stop me from proclaiming the gospel to my fellow workers in the ministry, in the Ephesian church. I will keep on fighting the good fight. I will keep standing. I know what the word of God says, and I will trust it till the word, till the day I die, Incredible, yeah? And so no matter what circumstances you are facing, rather than finishing this year on your knees discouraged and disheartened, when you rely on your strength rather than his, it will be far easier to become disheartened. Invite Jesus into your world. Invite Jesus into your life. Invite Jesus into every circumstance you're facing. Set aside time to pray over your year ahead. Can we do that, church? Pray about all the things that are going on. Who needs some work here this morning? Quite a few people. Okay, we've got to pray for you before we finish this service. Who's got a challenge that they know that they need a miracle from God on? Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. All right. We're gonna stand and pray together before we finish this meeting. No matter what circumstances you're facing, God, first of all, the most important thing is you get through because Jesus is on the inside. Keep loving Jesus till the day you die. And then you can be with him forever anyway. So you'll keep loving him anyhow. So you know what I mean. Sometimes it's only going to be Jesus who's going to get you through. So start your year on your knees rather than finishing your year discouraged and disheartened. Big decisions in our life require prayer. I'm astounded sometimes at how many people haven't prayed about big decisions in their life. See, God does not live in isolation. He lives in community. And you and I are at our best when we live in community. Paul may be in isolation writing this letter, but his head is in his community. He says that Christ may dwell in your hearts. I'm actually quite a melancholy personality at times and quite happy to be alone a lot of the time. The girls that know me are laughing up the front. They know too well that, for instance, Ben Orr and myself, as Andrea put up a post on the weekend, which I wish she hadn't, we're quite happy to sit at home and do nothing, not even talk to one another. But the truth is, and Ben and I know this, the truth is we're better because we've got other women and other people like all of us here in church helping one another. Who knows that if Christ is dwelling in all of our hearts, it's going to be good for us. For this reason, we will keep coming to church. Give yourselves a hand for being here on this first Sunday. For this reason, I will commit to building relationships in church. For this reason, I will commit to relationships outside of church because I do not wish my friends and family to not have what I have. Come on. For this reason, I will build his house through supporting our story, our future, because I know that the church is the most important thing in bringing people to the Lord. And I know too that I will support Leap into Spring and missions and whatever else is going on because I'll support the vision of the house because I know that that is going to keep me grounded on the things that are the most important and I will prioritize God in 2018. Hell, H-E-L-L, is isolation. Heaven is community. God wants to communicate with you for this reason. The prayer Paul is praying through these verses is not a prayer asking God to give him stuff. Lord, please provide for me a BMW X6. If you have one of those, God bless you. Or maybe we could be praying, Lord, why haven't I got that boat that I was promised years ago? Someone in church all those years ago when we first started, Lord, why isn't that boat? I'm not going to get upset about the past. I'm going to move on. Thank you, Jesus. I think we can get into the habit of asking God for this and for that. But whilst we are in this frame of mind, he can't talk to us because we're too busy asking. Prayer is two-way. It's not just, oh, Lord, I need this. And God sometimes just wants to get a word in. You're not letting him. Because you've just got so many requests and things going on. And sometimes he wants to actually, see, it's a relationship. Amen. It's two-way. And sometimes I've found myself that takes more than 10 minutes sometimes. It actually takes time to hear that quiet voice. And then once I've had my prayer time, I've spent time with God, you know, through the day and there's things coming up, I know I can hear the inner still voice. I know which way I need to go. God's there. The inner strength. Who'd like more inner strength in 2018? And so when God speaks to you, there is no doubt it is him. This is what Paul is saying. Some of us kind of go like, could that be God? No, you will know. You will know it's God. You will know because you've hung out with him and you've heard him. And there are some days that I can feel overwhelmed with problems and challenges. I'm sure we're all the same. But when I hear his voice saying, everything is going to be all right. Sometimes I just feel like he says in sort of my language, just chill now, it's going to be okay. You see, and I have a different outlook because I know God's sorting it out. I can't see it, but I have a different outlook anyway because I've got faith in my God more than I have faith in me. But you do have to open your heart up to him. And God delays in speaking to us simply because he wants to spend time with us. Before he gives us the help, he wants to spend time with you. And then he answers. You can't have a two-way conversation without spending some time with him. It's like when I go out with my hot date and my wife out to a restaurant. And, you know, I know it's going to take some time. Some conversation is going to happen. It's not going to be sit down at the table and in 5 minutes, right, just eat my food, see you later. I'm conversing with the most important person in my life. It takes time, right? It takes time to develop 30 years of marriage. Another 30 to go. She's worried. All right, jesting aside, we can be strong people in 2018. Come on. How are we going to be strong? In, for this reason, yeah, and he's going to be where? In our hearts, we're going to be strengthened through Christ, and when situations are really on top of us, what are we going to do? bow our neck. Oh, you guys are just too good. This is awesome. So we may be living in a city right now that's not doing so well. In an economy which is struggling to rebound. You might be thinking, my kids are not where I'd like them to be. My spouse is not where I'd like them to be. My health is not where I'd like it to be. But you can still be strengthened in your inner man through the power of the Holy Spirit operating in your life as you seek Him. And Psalm 63 says, early I will seek Him. Sometimes it's too late at the end of the day. Too much has gone down. Early I will seek Him. It is better to seek Him early than it is to seek Him late. You won't collapse because you've sought Him out early. And secondly, know Him better. Turn to your neighbor and say, know Him better. Know Him better. 3:17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. So let me ask you a question. What are your roots in? And I want to share just a little story from David, who was pretty much abandoned by his father, Jesse. And he was part of a family, but only just. He was the last brother. He was almost forgotten. His brothers didn't think he was good for anything except tending those sheep of his father's. They often forgot about him. He was sort of like the least important guy in the family, if he was even really accepted at all. And so when it came time for Saul to ask if there was any more brothers, they said, oh, only that guy. Do you reckon you might have a bit of a complex? Only that guy, Bremer. Not that's never you, because you're just so talented. And so, you know, but you know what I'm getting at here? This is like this guy, he could have easily got a big, big complex and a big, not just something on his shoulder, but a whole log on his head, you know? That's the kind of guy he was. But he didn't get that. So when it came time for the king to ask, his father and his brother says, well, he's actually no use to you. My goodness. Is anyone glad here that because you've got Jesus in your heart, that you have the indwelling presence of Christ in your life, that you are never a nobody? That you are always somebody and you will always have a purpose beyond what other people may think of you. Don't worry about what people think of you. Start looking to what God has for you and your future and see that you will be a giant slayer like David. How did David overcome the giants in his land? How did David silence his greatest critics? He said, is there not a cause? It's the same as for this reason. In the Psalms, the scholars believe it was Solomon who wrote about David. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob. Surely I will not go into the chamber of my house or go up to the comfort of my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. David kept his eyes on the... Where do we keep our eyes, church, in 2018? Where are our eyes going to focus? On the Lord. And so David kept his eyes on the Lord. If we give priority to the outer life, our inner life will be dark, scary, dangerous. And David kept his heart in establishing the house of God. Wherever your under earth system is, that will be your life. If your head is in the Word of God, you won't be able to stop having bright and healthy thoughts. If your head is into worshiping him, you won't be able to help but putting your roots down into him and into church, because that was a priority. It was David's priority. You know where the transforming power is, and you know that it doesn't matter how scary the giants are, you're taking those things down. So think about your thought life right now. What are the things you primarily think about? So giving priority to your inner life doesn't mean an individualistic life. Knowing the God of the Bible better can be achieved all by yourself. It entails the So you can't just do the Bible on your own and be an isolated person. You must be in community of church. It requires corporate worship. Your thought life will translate into the local church community. It has to. You see, you cannot possibly be rooted and grounded in love in isolation. There is a remarkable stability that comes through loving and knowing Christ. The indwelling presence of Jesus in our lives will deepen our relation and experience of who he is. His love is second to none. His love is second to none. That's a happy place right there. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Incredible. The width, depth, length, it all talks about it here in this passage. No end to his love. His patience is remarkable. And not only that, Jesus can pull you up. However dark your heart is, such is the depth of his love that no person on this planet can miss out on his love. The limitless love of God, there's no ceiling on his love. The boundless nature of his love for you and for me. And verse 19, filled with the fullness of God. We should pray this right now. Lord, I pray for the fullness of God on my life. Come on, let's just raise our hands right here, right now. Father, I thank you for the fullness of God on my life. The musician can come, that'd be awesome. Father, I pray, Father, that we would be a people that would be, Lord, we declare ourselves as yours. Lord, this year, Lord, I thank you that I am going to be strengthened in my inner being, not by outside sources, but through relying and trusting in you, your word, my relationship with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let me wrap this up this morning. Verse 20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. It's a big finish. You can be earthbound, or you can have the power and the direction and the future that God has planned out for you. And I want to ask that all of us will accept the fullness of God into our life in 2018. Can we stand to our feet this morning, please? Accept the fullness of God into your life. Those of you who have challenges, like I was saying, we'll pray. Would you please start coming forward? Those of you who need work this morning, and those of you who've got challenges, you'd just like to submit them to God. Let's do this corporately this morning. I'm going to pray a prayer over everyone that comes forward. Please start coming forward right now. Accept the fullness of God. If you need to, you can come up on the stage if there's not enough room. Please come. Keep coming, girls, because there's a lot of people behind you. Come up on stage. Guys, just come about there because I'm going to get you to sing in a minute. Big lifestyle because of Jesus in your life. A big thought life beyond what you can perceive on your own. A relationship with Jesus that is faith-driven. Faith-driven. It is the power within you For this reason, I will know him better. His thoughts, everyone at the front here, everyone in the congregation, his thoughts, his heart, his future. In Jesus' name. For his cause, say it with me, for his cause, I will be living my best life. And whether in prison, in pain, in some sort of catastrophe, for this reason, I live my life. And for this reason, I will get through. So Father, right here, right now, across our entire church, and particularly those that have stepped out in faith this morning for work or for a particular issue in their life or issues, I thank you, Lord, that regardless of every problem and situation and challenge or critical condition, whatever it is, for this reason, oh, my light's not going to extinguish. I receive, let's put our hands on our chest this morning. For this reason, I will receive the full impact and the power of the Word of God into my heart this morning. I will not shrink back. I will trust you, Lord. I will trust you, Lord. The indwelling presence of the fullness and the power of the Holy Spirit come into my heart right here, right now, in Jesus' name. Let's worship him before we finish. Come on. Raise our hands one more time. Father, I receive of the fullness of God. I receive a full measure, Lord, today. In this environment, Father, I thank you for the altar of God. And I thank you, Lord, that no matter what is going on, I will keep my trust fully in you. Indwell my heart. May I receive from your word the things that are going to help me do my life so well. The people of God said, amen. God bless you.